Prof Peter Lonham, are you there?
I am here, yes indeed.
G'day, mate. Are we tackling quite a heavy one today? Is that what we're doing for a Monday?
Yeah, well, we need to talk about this, don't we? Some of the aspects of both the euthanasia and the cannabis reform.
Mm-hmm.
And just try and think through, are there religious dimensions? And it's more obvious that there are with euthanasia, but there actually are some interesting ones with the cannabis reform one as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the euthanasia one just has to be split up into sort of different approaches of different religious groups, because by no means all religious groups are opposed. But the obvious group that is opposed is the Catholic Church. So it's interesting to try and work out where it comes from. And not surprisingly, it's got a heap to do with their views on abortion.
Right. It's interesting to think about how many people are going to vote from a religious point of view as well. Like, I feel like some people, although maybe religious, I think will probably have a personal view that might conflict with their religion even. You know what I mean?
I think that's certainly the case, that some of the voices in Parliament made it clear when they voted for the referendum that they didn't think it was appropriate to let their religious views dominate their voting as a representative of the people, if you like.
That's great.
Now, whether that'll be the same in when it comes to the referendum, I'm not sure. Because remember, we didn't have a referendum on abortion. The abortion was a straight vote.
Yeah, that was interesting, I thought.
Yes. So at that time, it is certainly true that although there were some very prominent Catholic politicians that firmly opposed it on religious grounds, most of the well-known Catholic politicians hastened to say that they weren't just acting on religious grounds, you know, because they, after all, have got, the Catholic voters represent too small a minority for them to be enough to, you know, hinge your vote on. Unless, of course, you're a person of extraordinary, focused religious viewpoints. But I don't know what proportion of people actually are.
Yeah.
Still, it's a factor in the mix. And I think all we can say is it's a factor in the mix.
Mm.
Now, what is the Catholic standpoint? Is it just that all life is sacred and it's up to God to give and take it away?
I think it's more like everyone's a potential Catholic and we need to grow the gang.
No, I don't think the latter is correct. But I certainly think that the idea of life being sacred, life being something held actually in the end by God, lies at the centre of the Catholic viewpoint. So they don't make a distinction between a religious point of view and a secular issue, as far as they're concerned. When it comes to matters of human life, that is religious. It is, so the term sacred is constantly used in Catholic statements. But then, of course, I mean, as with abortion, it's often seemed that the Catholic position's a bit harsh, because you probably know that the standard Catholic position on abortion is quite absolute. There is no room. If the mother's life is in danger, that isn't a sufficient ground to terminate a medical pregnancy. So it's a pretty staunch position.
So the Catholics are the most sort of grunty when it comes to life. Is that what you...
Yes, because the Catholic viewpoint, remember, is that the soul is within the body, and that once a soul is born, of course, it can be sorted out, its relationship with God can be established and clarified, and it has an opportunity to repent. So if the mother dies, that's not disastrous.
Wow.
Whereas if the child dies unborn, it goes into this place called limbo. Did you realize that's the origin of the term limbo?
Really? Wow.
In which it's kind of up to God what God does with these people, because they can't show any contrition for their original sin, and they are born with original sin.
Wow. Are there any Catholic, heavy Catholic countries that have allowed euthanasia?
Well,
Like, well, how did that go down?
The only remaining Catholic countries are probably Poland. Ireland's virtually lost it in the last 10 years.
Mm.
Italy has had a very strong secular movement as well as a strong Catholic movement. And I think Poland remains quite absolute against euthanasia.
Okay.
I'm not sure of Italy's position. Maybe one of our listeners can look it up online and see what the story is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ireland has moved on a variety of issues, including the abortion one. They may not have finalised their views on euthanasia, but, I mean, if you choose to allow abortion, there's not a great deal of difference between allowing abortion and allowing euthanasia.
Mm-hmm. What are the Catholic Church doing at the moment to spread their particular standpoint on euthanasia? Do you know if they're running a fairly strong campaign before the referendum?
They're being, at the moment, reasonably cautious because they've lost the battle in, you know, most of the places where the issue has been fought. But there's no question about it that within parishes, Catholic parishes are regarding it as a very, very serious matter. And you see, what they're focusing on is their concern that doctors and nurses will be forced to terminate lives. Incidentally, in a part of the Catholic position, it's a little bit more refined than I might have implied so far when I talk about abortion, because they will allow do not resuscitate orders. They do allow, in other words, that there's a kind of passive approach where you...
Oh, because you're letting God's will kind of happen.
If somebody is dying, overuse of medicine is accepted as sometimes of no value. But there are cases that, in fact, there is an enormous range of medical assistance to deal with pain now.
Mm.
And that we never know when we say a person is bound to die, because there are so many, you know, exceptions that occur to this. And so, therefore, logically, there are some positions where you can decline medical treatment. And it's then the appropriate step of the doctors to do everything to preserve the person up to the limits that is, and here you run into this tricky word, natural.
Yeah.
And that's a key part of the Catholic. See, the natural is the God-given.
Right, but if you're in a hospital or whatever, science is king in there. You know, you're surrounded by science. So this is quite an interesting... I'm just curious... Perhaps what the most common euthanasia situation is, without, you know, knowing the exact statistics. Does anybody, you know, just the regular what it normally is? You know what I mean?
Oh well, because the way our Act has defined it, that we're doing the referendum on,
mm-hmm.
it's quite a narrow band of possibility.
Circumstance. Right.
Because there has to be a medical certificate by a practitioner that the person will be dead within 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And so that really does narrow the scope of those who are eligible.
So it's not someone that could be suffering. They could be suffering for years, but you
the
need
level
to be...
of suffering is considered as irrelevant.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That originally, of course, it was going to be very different.
Right.
That the person was going to have a right to define the level of impossible pain.
Right. But it's actually prognosis of life, how long the person will live, and has to be within the 6 months.
You see. The great concern that came back was the issue that people would be coerced by families into taking their own lives, effectively.
Mm.
And see, at heart, the other side of the Catholic viewpoint is its opposition to suicide. So if you ever remember studying Hamlet, do you recall that the suicide cannot receive the last rites of the church? They can't be buried in a consecrated ground. Or have a full funeral.
Hmm.
Because they've chosen to take into their own hands the control of their life, which is not theirs to take into their own hands.
Right.
So in the case of euthanasia, somebody else is acting for you, but you are in effect committing suicide. Mm-hmm. And certainly under the New Zealand legislation, I think that's very clearly the case, because nobody else can bring about it other than you have to sign a consent.
It's interesting, though. It's interesting that the doctor can a doctor will say, "Look, this person will be dead in 6 months. I'm a doctor, and this is the other doctor that agrees with me." And that's not enough for the Catholic Church. Like, what, they have to literally just wait and watch the person die? Like, they don't trust the doctors? Is that the
That's correct, because they believe that only God takes away life.
Well, he must be pretty fucking busy.
Yes, well, that's right. Yes, God has a considerable activity dealing with a lot of mortality. But you see, for the strict Catholic position, death is no tragedy anyway.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Death's fine.
Interesting.
Everybody will die. No point getting worked up about it. And pain is a real part of human experience, and you shouldn't. And while it's good to minimise that pain, you can't destroy. You can't remove it.
Yeah,
fair. Hey, just quickly, Peter, before we wrap things up, Hospice New Zealand are also opposed to euthanasia. Are they
shot there sometimes?
Are they?
That's a bit annoying.
In any way tied to a religious movement?
No, no. Well, there are, of course. There's quite a lot of the hospices are church bodies. Indeed, are often Catholic bodies. The big hospice, Mercy Hospice in Central Auckland, is of course linked to the Order of the Sisters of Mercy, although it employs a lot of people from other backgrounds. But there's been also a medical, is it the Medical Council, has come out against it as well. And the heart of their reasoning is that this puts an incredible pressure on the doctor. Mm-hmm. An impossible pressure, really, to take responsibility for something that no doctor should ever take responsibility for. And the hospice movement is that they've done a huge amount to make life endurable in the last days, indeed sometimes very peaceful and satisfying. If you've ever been to hospice, you'll know what I mean. It's quite a moving place to go to because people seem to come to terms with death in the process.
Right.
Yeah, so it's interesting. But there are other points of view, and we'll try and cover those another time.
Okay. Right on. Thank you, Peter.
Always a pleasure.
Very good.